All right, everyone, welcome back. Today, we're going to do a deep dive into something that I think a lot of people struggle with. It's how to really properly integrate QA into your DevOps processes. Do you feel like you're constantly juggling? Try and move fast, but also keep that quality bar high. So we've got some really interesting material to kind of unpack today. And we've brought in an expert to help us really understand how all the pieces fit together when it comes to QA and DevOps.
Happy to be here.
So right off the bat, one of the things that this source material keeps talking about is this idea of shifting left. Now, for someone who's maybe new to DevOps, can you break that down for us? What does shifting left actually mean?
First of all, what is DevOps? It's all about breaking down those barriers between your development teams and your operations teams so you can build and release software faster and more reliably. And shifting left is the idea that you're bringing QA into the process earlier. Traditionally, QA has always been this final checkpoint, after development's pretty much done. But with DevOps, what we're trying to do is find those bugs early and prevent them rather than scrambling to fix them right before launch.
Yeah, it's kind of like catching a typo while you're writing instead of after you've already sent that email, right? Makes total sense. But how do we actually do this? Like, how do you shift left in a real-world setting?
So one of the biggest things that this source emphasizes is the importance of collaboration. Imagine developers and QA specialists working side by side throughout that whole process, not in silos. They're constantly communicating, they're sharing feedback, and they're catching potential issues before they become these big problems.
Makes sense. Now, you mentioned tools and environments a little bit earlier, and that kind of got me thinking about how a lot of teams, I know they struggle with these compatibility issues where, the code works perfectly fine in development, but then it breaks in testing. What are your thoughts on that? Like, how do we avoid those headaches?
You're spot on. That's definitely something teams struggle with. A key strategy, I think, is to have everyone using the same tools and environments as much as possible. If you think about a CI/CD pipeline, your continuous integration and continuous deployment, it's like a conveyor belt for your code. So every time you make a change, automated tests run and they check for quality before it moves on to the next stage. That means you're catching those bugs faster and you're releasing those updates more frequently.
So it's not just about the individual tools themselves,
Heck
but
yeah.
how they all connect together.
Exactly. Seamlessly right. There's a lot of tools out there. Some popular CI/CD platforms include Jenkins, GitLab, CI/CD, Azure DevOps. They all have their strengths and weaknesses. So it's really about finding what fits your specific needs.
You know, this is making me think that it's not just a technical challenge. This is a cultural shift.
It absolutely is. This source really emphasizes the need to create a culture where quality is everyone's responsibility. It can't just be on the QA team. Developers need to be thinking about quality from the moment they start writing that code.
Now, I can already hear some developers pushing back on that and being like, "Hey, I'm here to build features. I'm not here to like hunt down bugs." So how do we get that buy-in from the dev team? How do we get them to really embrace this?
I think one way is to make it really clear that quality code actually leads to faster deployments. If your code is clean, it's going to move through that pipeline much smoother, which means those new features get to the users faster. And you can also recognize and reward efforts to prevent bugs in the first place. Maybe there's like a bug-free sprint award or something.
Oh, I like that. So instead of just reacting to bugs, we're trying to prevent them.
Exactly. It's a mindset shift. It's not just developers either. It's everyone involved. Product managers, operations. Everyone needs to be on board with that culture of quality.
This has been really helpful just in kind of wrapping my head around what it means to truly integrate QA into DevOps. Any final thoughts for our listeners before we wrap up?
I would say start small. Don't try to do everything at once. Pick one or two areas where you can start shifting left. Maybe introduce more automated testing or work on that collaboration between developers and QA. Remember, building a culture of quality is an ongoing process.
That's great advice. All right, so to recap, we talked about what shifting left means, why collaboration is so important, the need for shared tools and environments, and how to build that culture of quality. Hopefully, you've given our listeners a lot to think about and a good place to start as they integrate QA into their DevOps journey. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Expert speaker.